cool, Dad. What is that?
Some old Indian thing.
What's it for?
Well, I don't know much about Indians, but I do know tools. And if I had to guess, I'd say you jam one of these in the back of a white man's skull, twist the handle like so, and then your blood runs out through the hole here. Yep, that's what it's for.
Oh, man. It's awkward when the camera starts and you're in the middle of a yawn.
Oh,
I was like, oh, no. Got me. All right. Amazon...
Good.
...has a new idea.
They want to take Nestle's water.
That might be one of their ideas in the near future. Like the Battle of the Billionaires.
Oh, fucking Christ.
It'd be awesome. We could just put them in like a... Just put them in like a cage and be like, oh, fight to death. Go.
Yeah, huh?
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, well, we, actually just set your money on fire. Because we're tired of it.
Yeah, I'm okay with that.
All right.
I think somebody made a tweet about that. It was a good one. Because, you know, there's that show called Shark Tank?
No.
Oh, so, like, basically you peasant who has an idea for a business, you have to go present it in front of, like, rich people, and they decide whether or not they feel like investing in you. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you got to do a class buck dance.
Basically, yeah. And somebody said, but, you know, what they should make Shark Tank is actually we just pick a billionaire at random and dangle them over a pit of actual sharks until they agree to give up their money.
Yeah, they won't. They'd rather be dead than be a, what is it, a rube? I don't know.
A poor.
A, what was that show I watched? A pleb?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I like that fucking, there's a program out in the UK called Plebs, and I think it's neat.
Yes. Or Stephen King said, rich people would rather douse themselves in gasoline and light themselves on fire before sharing money with anyone.
Which Stephen King?
The author Stephen King.
All right. Because there's that other guy.
The Iowa guy?
Yeah.
Who was trying to get Alexio Ocasio-Cortez on Twitter?
Like beefing with her?
Yeah, it's kind of fucking funny. Because she made, like, the little, like, video about how the detention centers are concentration camps. And so he's like, I actually went to a concentration camp in Germany, and I have a deep understanding of the Shoah. You should come along with us so we can educate you.
Wait, he was there when it was happening?
No, not when it was happening after, of course.
He's not as old as Bernie Sanders.
Bernie Sanders wasn't even alive when it was happening, was he? He was, like, a toddler?
Wait... Yeah, I mean, definitely a toddler, because he was born in, what, the 30s, right? Isn't that when that shit was cracking?
In the 30s and 40s?
Yeah.
I don't know. But, yeah, so it was kind of funny, because then Ocasio-Cortez is like, yeah, considering that you've said all this other, like, racist, white supremacist shit, thanks for just letting us know there's no end to how hypocritical the GOP can be or something.
Yeah.
I was like... I have a deep understanding of the Shoah, says the guy who says, why did it become a bad thing to start saying white supremacy and white nationalism?
And we can't grow America with other people's babies.
We can't grow America with other people's babies.
Yep. And, you know, calves like cantaloupes. There's always that one.
There's always that one. There's always more. There's always more. It's never ending. All right. So, yeah, I meant author Stephen King. Anyways, getting back to Amazon, they have this brilliant idea to provide home surveillance for customers. Guess what they're going to use?
Amazon home surveillance for customers.
Mm-hmm.
Is it that Alexa thing that folks have?
No.
No. Is it that Fire Stick?
No.
I don't even know what these things are. These are just words that I've heard. What is it?
Drones.
Security drones?
Yes.
So they'll be your drones. But don't they have to, like, what's the battery life?
Let's find out.
Because, like, are you just insecure when you're charging it?
So, going on vacation and want some extra security around your home? Someday you may be able to call Amazon's drones. The Seattle tech giant is moving closer to making that scenario a real possibility after winning approval from federal officials this month for a patent for quote-unquote home surveillance drones.
Don't sleep on that detail, folks.
Winning a patent?
From federal officials.
Yes.
not local.
Yes.
I have my doubts that the people of Washington State would have been like, yeah, I want some Amazon drones at my house.
Mm-hmm. And then isn't Amazon also doing, like, that fucking, like, doorbell facial recognition that's going to get a bunch of black people falsely accused of crimes they didn't commit?
Doorbell facial recognition.
Yeah. Like, when you're, like, there's, like, a camera in the doorbell, so, like, when people are walking by, your shit's just, like, catching people's images on the streets, and if they see something suspicious, like, they automatically call authorities, so they're just basically gonna get a bunch of black people shot and accused of crimes they didn't commit. Because we all know facial recognition is incredibly horrendous when it comes to actually identifying non-white people.
Okay, so it's just a gentrification helper.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
A gentrification aid? Okay, yeah.
Hey, Alexa, how do I gentrify better? Have you tried our latest?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah, company officials are stressing that the plan is still in its infancy, but the patent papers describe a future in which Amazon customers order drones to hover around their home and scan for things such as a garage door left open, graffiti, gentrification, a broken window. Now,
that's literally what the name of a fucking law was.
It's an entire... If folks don't know, there is an entire method of policing, and it was literally called the broken windows method, which meant if you were in a neighborhood that had broken windows, you should automatically assume that there was an incredibly high rate and you were surrounded by criminals and act accordingly. Unsurprisingly, this resulted in... as far as I know, every major metropolitan city has used this because it was a Chicago thing, too.
I thought New York started it.
Oh,
there's an NPR program called Hidden Brain
that
had a really informative episode on it.
Yeah.
But I don't sleep a lot, and I heard it like 2 years ago.
Yeah. Yeah, so of course that just meant terrorizing non-white neighborhoods because of broken windows. So.
Yeah. Yeah, basically, if there's a broken window, it's high crime, so increase police presence there.
Yes. And assume, of course, everyone's a criminal and...
Yeah. Broken windows couldn't possibly mean fucking kids were playing stickball in the street, as right. they tend to do in New York.
Right. Or that it just fucking, you know, windows breaking because shit is abandoned for years and the fucking wood rots in the windows and shit cracks and no one's maintaining these properties, but whatever. It only can only mean crime. So these drones are going to scan for things like garage doors left open, fires, graffiti, and broken windows.
Hmm.
Also, a gentrifier aid. Where the fuck are all these black people going to go in the next 10 years? Amazon is putting all these niggas out.
Oh, to... I don't know, just somewhere shitty. I mean, because they're going to make something up, right? Like, there's, like, literally a new project building.
Yeah.
Like, down the street from us.
Yeah.
Where niggas that got gentrified from... What part of Chicago did they get gentrified from?
West Side.
The niggas that got gentrified out of West Side Chicago are in, like, a new project building... That's, what, would it take us, like, 7 minutes to drive there?
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like, if you drive through slow, you hit the red lights, and, like, I was like, there's a real black area, a lot of black people here, and you were like, here's the sad part of that. You know, because I was like, yeah, we're around our fellow Negroes. We're gonna play some kickball or something, you know?
Yeah, no.
And no, we're not, volleyball, four square, nothing.
No.
Freeze tag, nothing.
No.
All right, what else is happening?
All right, so as Amazon envisions, a customer can have a package delivered by drone and then instruct the unmanned aerial vehicle to conduct, quote, surveillance action, according to the authors of the patent. That's, like, nice and vague.
I don't like that language. Surveillance action, that sounds violent.
Yeah, it sounds like a military project, right?
Surveillance action.
Like a peacekeeping campaign.
That doesn't sound good. That sounds like it Christian wasn't, missionary.
It wasn't good. Oh. But we did it. We did that a lot in Africa.
I ain't did that shit.
Well, you know. Well, ADOS did, because they have proudly fought in every war since America's inception for some fucking reason.
Hey, thanks, Tariq. And McVet Carnell.
Yep.
A couple of fucking t-shirt hustlers.
Ooh, who, by the way, just put out, I don't know if it's a new video, but it is out now, and maybe it's a resurfacing, where she basically said, like, if you're blaming white supremacy and slavery on white people instead of the Igbo people who sold other Africans as slaves, then you're fucked up.
Okay, so what about people that aren't... Okay, what about the indigenous folks to this continent?
Well, also... But leaving out, though, that a lot of the Igbo people who sold people as slaves got sold to slaves themselves eventually.
No.
Like, all right.
No, they were volunteers.
Volunteers. Yeah, we were volunteering for a better life. Yeah. They're coming here as immigrants for a better life.
Yeah, because they figured their strength in numbers.
Yeah.
You know, like, don't just send them. Let's go over there and let's kind of beef things up, you know.
I kind of low-key want to send Tariq Nasheed that clip, though, just to see what he says. Because he has opinions about white supremacy.
Tariq Nasheed has just fucking words and a platform and a fucking incel, what are those? A pickup artist book.
Yes, yes.
And it still amuses the shit out of me because he takes callers sometimes over his Skype line.
Yeah.
And he's always surprised that incels are calling in asking how they can get laid with the coworker at this job or something. Mm-hmm. And he'd be like, where are you game goofy niggas coming from? That's your core audience you established like 2 decades ago. But, you know,
yeah. he doesn't care.
He doesn't like the fruits of his labor.
He doesn't. Well, and that's the thing, though, is if that hadn't been his core audience, like, he wouldn't be where he is now because everything is gay, moist, and bedwenching. So it's like, if you weren't relying on homophobia, misogyny, these people would leave you because that is the core of the whole, like, incel pickup artist shit. Is you aren't masculine enough or women or whores or, you know, whatever. So it's like all that homophobia and misogyny is already there. So it's like you have to stay on this track if you want to keep that audience, but whatever.
Yeah. And that's like me fucking that period in time when I was surprised, like, man, you know, it's like I'm looking at the thing and it says like 90% of the people tune into the program are women. Where are the fellas? All I talk about is fucking misogyny, rape culture, and leftist politics. Dudes don't like that shit.
No, not really.
They're like, hey, because I'm talking about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, yeah. Buddy Chief. Mm-hmm. Oh, was that the whole business?
Let's see. Almost. When the drone detects something awry, a text message or telephone call can be sent to the homeowner or local authorities. Hey. This is a quote, according to the patent materials. An alert may be provided to multiple recipients, such as a service provider, such as a security provider, an operator, a user, or a municipal entity, such as a police or fire department. Amazon has been testing drone delivery technology for years, and the company now says swarms of the retail giant's Prime air delivery drones will be taking off from fulfillment centers and able to fly up to 15 miles carrying packages under 5 pounds in a matter of months. Hope y'all niggas enjoy losing your jobs. In April, the Federal Aviation Administration approved plans by Google's parent company to start delivering packages by drone. UPS and DHL are also experimenting with drone delivery technology. To address some of the privacy concerns that arise from the proposed service, Amazon says it will use geofencing, or placing a digital perimeter around a specific location, to ensure that the homes of people who do not want their properties videotaped will not be recorded.
Geofencing?
I don't believe you.
What the fuck is geofencing? Is that like geocities?
Placing a digital perimeter around a specific location to ensure homes of people who do not want their properties videotaped will not be recorded.
So you're putting some digital shit around my house to make me feel comfortable with digital shit around my house?
Yes.
Somebody need to whoop they ass. That's yes. The problem. There's not enough ass beatings happening. I was actually thinking that at work today, tangentially thinking, now I've gone, here we go. I was thinking, like, you know, niggas that be cooning, what if we just beat their ass? Don't talk about them. Don't tweet at them. Don't hashtag them. Let's call them a coon squad. Fuck it. And the coon squad and whatever it is. You need your plane ticket. Go find that coon. Beat they, like that nigga that went up there on that, that reparations thing.
Yeah.
He used to be Puerto Rican, but he's black now for social capital. Mm-hmm. Go beat his ass. Beat his ass and then pick him up, you know, shake him off. Like, this is why we did this. And if you do it again, we're going to fuck you up again. We don't like you.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And we're actually, you're kind of bleeding right there. Hey, you might got some fucking hydrogen peroxide over here. He's hurt. You know? You somebody stitch him up. You know, hard hits. These skinny guys got knuckle cutters. You know? Fix him up and then let him know. Quit cooning. You won't get your ass beat again. But yeah, somebody needs to fucking... Who was coming up with this shit? You're obviously not going to get to Jeff Bezos, but there are people that work for him that are accessible.
Yes.
You can find them and beat their ass and then tell them why.
Yeah.
And then say, don't do that anymore.
Don't do that anymore.
You're already rich. Just quit and go do rich people shit until you die.
Yeah. As Amazon puts it.
I'm going to get arrested.
Yes, you are. As Amazon puts it. Quote, the surveillance data is modified in order to exclude, blur, obscure, excise, mask, or hide data referring to the excluded location. But here's the thing. If it's blurred, excluded, or obscured, that means they still have it. They're just blurring it so other people can't see it. But Amazon still has it.
So when Amazon gets hacked by, the same kind of people that do shit like, what, The Fappening?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there goes your shit. But, I mean, but, hey, the digital perimeter protected you from the digital items.
Amazon spokesman John Tagle said in a statement that patents take years to reflect a current product roadmap. The company, he said, takes consumer privacy seriously.
Yeah, they do.
Nigga. Some reports have suggested this technology would spy on or gather data on homes without authorization. To be clear, that's not what the patent says. Oh, well, as long as the patent doesn't say it, it won't happen. The patent clearly states it would be an opt-in service and available to customers who authorize monitoring of their home. And honestly, if you allow Amazon to monitor your home like that, you're just asking for problems, and I don't want to hear about when shit goes wrong.
You know the ill shit? That'll never affect us. Because the only people that'll get this kind of shit are fucking upper class privileged
home.
We are around renters
that
are only what up.
But that's the thing though, is your landlord can do it.
But will he?
I mean, not ours, but other people's might.
They might, but isn't being a landlord all about not spending money?
Yes, but then also you can use it to terrorize your tenants. Like, oh, it looks like you're, you know, breaching this part of the lease. That's a $300 fee type shit.
Ah.
You know what I mean?
I guess they'd have to assess fucking cost-benefit analysis.
Right.
Is that what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because, like, if it's not likely, then they just spent and they got no return.
Yeah, this is mostly going to be white people who live in upper-middle-class white neighborhoods and white people who are gentrifying black shit because it'll help them gentrify faster.
Yeah. And this area won't get gentrified because all these houses are actually duplexes.
Yeah.
That's what they, when they built these Victorian houses in the late 1800s, that's what they thought, that people should be piled up in these places.
Yeah.
And just put two mailboxes in front of it and some extra drywall.
Yes.
And it's a duplex now.
It's a duplex now.
All right. I think that's the wine cellar for the week. I think I'm actually just going to title this one Amazon Execs Need They Ass Beat.
Mm.
Yeah, that's responsible programming.
It is.
So, if you want to fund an Amazon exec's ass beating, you can go to paypal.me/PhoenixAndWilliam and drop a hot one on them. Or patreon.com/WineCellarMediaFund and subscribe to a world where in the future, Amazon execs will get their ass beat. All right? All right. It's good programming.
Yeah.
Like, hell, I'd listen to this show if I didn't work so much.
Mm.
All right, folks, I got to go bang a 13-hour shift, a 12-hour shift, a 14-hour shift, two more 12s, and an 8. I'll catch you the fuck around.